What's up, guys? What's going on? Welcome to another episode of my new podcast. This is episode 3, and just want to start out by saying thank you to everybody who's been listening to the episodes so far. There's only 2 out. There's been so much support, and there's thousands of people listening already. So yeah, just a real heartfelt thank you for helping me transition a little bit in my content and the way I'm communicating with you guys. Really means a lot that there's plenty of you that are supporting me. Particularly a big shout out to all the OG brownies that have been around since day one, all my day one peeps. I see you, and thank you for all your interaction and support and love. It really helps me keep going with these kinds of sharing, you know. This podcast was supposed to be a Q&A, mostly because I was like, shit, I need to do another podcast. Like, oh, Q&A, that's what I used to do on YouTube sometimes when I didn't really know what to put out. And I wanted to kind of get an opportunity to answer some questions that are frequently asked. But the variation of questions was so broad that I kind of scrapped the idea. There were lots of really great questions, but I think it's going to be better if I select a subject. I put an Instagram story out a couple of days ago saying, the next podcast, I'm going to do a Q&A, so just send me your questions on Anchor. So I had a bunch of voicemails that people left me. You can leave me a voice note on Anchor, and then I can like drop it into the episode, and I was planning on answering them as I went along. But yeah, like I say, they were super broad. So what I'm actually going to do next time is try and select a specific topic or a subject to focus on, and then say, right guys, ask me about this, and then at least the episode has like some structure. And if you're not into hearing me talk about a specific subject, then you don't have to listen through a bunch of questions you're not interested in. So I'm going to do that in the future. And this time, this episode, I guess, is just kind of like an end of the year 2018 moving through into 2019, sort of just a little chat, I suppose, just a little discussion, nice big share, because it has been a year. It's been a flipping year, that's for sure. I'm sure it's been a year for a lot of you guys. It's been not the easiest, some challenges this year, some big awakenings, some big transitions, paradigm shifts, and I feel like it's, the more I speak to people about it and the more I share about this kind of thing, the more people are opening up to me and saying specifically that they feel like this year has been a very tough year in terms of figuring out how to survive as a human in 2018. It's not so easy, right? So I just really wanted this podcast to be sort of honoring the transition from 2018 through to 2019. I think it's really important to not just get drunk on New Year's Eve and then set a bunch of New Year's resolutions. I think rather definitely want to think about, I'm certainly thinking about what I want to do next year, of course, and it's a lot easier to think about what you want to do in the coming year than it is like further into the future, because it seems like a year is a big enough chunk of time, and it seems like every time I try and set resolutions or goals or kind of decide how my year is going to go, it's rarely the case that it actually goes that way. So I think just honoring the threshold, moving through the threshold of 2018 into 2019. But yeah, since we last chatted, well, since the last episode, Ella and I recorded an episode together whilst we were skiing in France last, and the ski trip was a huge success. And first and foremost, and most importantly, Ella's family, the Dentons, I think, have accepted me into their tribe, which is a miracle. And I didn't break anything. Nobody hurt themselves skiing. We got some incredible snow, and had a lot of, it was a very nourishing time to be in the mountains for me, definitely. I haven't been in the mountains for a while, so it was like, whew, nice breath of fresh air, you know. And then after that, it was Christmas, and we had a whole bunch of Christmas stuff going on, so it's always family stuff around Christmas, isn't it? And I was down on the south coast with my parents and the doggos, Alfie and Georgie, and just generally, like, taking some time just to breathe and go dog walking, spend time with my family, and just eat home-cooked food and just chill out for a minute. It's whilst sort of taking advantage of this time of year when everybody's really doing exactly that, and there's a lot less emails and a lot less work going on. So that was a really nice break. And now it's the 31st of December. It's the very last day in the calendar year of 2018. So I figure, why not do a little podcast? Right now I'm set in a beautiful farm bed and breakfast about 15 minutes outside of Glastonbury in Somerset, and Ella's behind me on the bed, keeping the noise down.
Hi.
I told her to keep quiet. I don't want her ruining this podcast. Jokes. And we're just out here for 2 nights, 3 days, just to we really enjoy Glastonbury. It's quite a spiritual part of the UK. People say it's the heart chakra of the world. Not exactly sure how that's decided or where the heart of the earth is, but yeah, it's a very nice place to just spend some time. Certainly we're surrounded by countryside, of course, that's a nice thing, and Glastonbury is full of sort of witchy and wizardy crystal shops and lots of hippies cruising around, so it feels like home a little bit. So yeah, we're out here chilling just to bring the new year in, without going out and getting wild and getting drunk, which is kind of the usual situation for me for New Year's. It always seems like I'm disappointed with the way I bring in the new year, so this time we're taking a peaceful approach. Apologize if you hear any tractors in the background. We are in Somerset after all, and I did ask them not to do any ploughing of the fields because of my podcast, but obviously they didn't get the memo. There might also be some doggos balking in the background, so bear with me. We're in a B&B right now. So yeah, I guess there's not going to be too much, obviously, structure to this podcast. But I guess I wanted to sort of share how I feel about moving into 2019 after this year and everything that's been happening. And what I mean by everything that's been happening is, if you haven't listened to my first episode, kind of go through what's been going on this year, and also a little bit of history of content creation and being on the internet and where I find myself now after having an awakening this year, really, which I'm becoming more and more comfortable with speaking about and sharing, since every time I do, I have a lot of people saying, tell us more, like, what do you mean, or I can totally relate. And of course there's a lot of people who are like, you've lost it, bro, you've lost your you're losing your mind, like, you've gone off the rails, like, what's going on, which I also totally understand and have empathy for. But yeah, moving into a new year feels always energetically like you have an opportunity to start again, in a sense, or at least sit and think about what you want to achieve next year, what you have learned from the previous year that you want to carry through, and things that you definitely don't want to carry through into the new year. I think just even making a list of these things is a really good place to start with, instead of doing your New Year's resolutions. Just think about what you've learned in the year and what you're going to carry through and continue with, what's new that you're going to be working on in the new year. But importantly, the lessons that you've learned and the things you're going to leave behind that aren't serving you, in your journey. And that can be related to any part of your life, I suppose, from work, your career, like spirituality, your relationships. And it's an opportunity also to start having a bit of a dream. You know, like when you're thinking about the future, we don't know what's going to happen in the future. We only know exactly what's happened in the past. So when you're thinking about what you might want to do or feel or enjoy or achieve in the year to come, you're sort of sinking into your imagination a little bit, which is obviously a really healthy thing to do. Because, well, for me and a lot of people that I've been speaking to recently, it's really important to actually go there. I mean, speaking about imagination and things like that, daydreaming and stuff in a couple of like previous podcasts, but thinking about it a bit more, it's really important to think about where you want to be. For example, for me, next year I want to spend less time flying, preferably less time traveling, and more time in a routine, because I know that I can accomplish a lot more in terms of my goals when I have a stricter routine and when I'm working with discipline in mind. And I've been there in the past with my athletic career, which I'm going to make a whole nother episode about my athletic career, because I've had a few people asking me just to kind of break it down, really, which was my whole existence and who I was before I started trying to forge a career in a creative industry. But this goal set, going back to like goal setting and the basics of sort of accomplishing those goals and like figuring out what it takes to get from A to B, is more of a what I'm used to doing in my previous life, you know, and especially with YouTube and stuff, is more of a yang approach, more of a masculine approach to like getting things done. And that involves planning, of course, and the planning involves your imagination. So what is it you want to do? And mostly, how is it that you want to feel in the next year? That's what I've been thinking about. It's like, okay, I spent a lot of time this year in feelings that aren't the nicest, you know, and in doing so, I've had to understand and learn about emotional intelligence so that I can take control of my emotions a little bit more and at least learn to set boundaries that are going to help me stay in the feelings that I want to stay in. Not to say that it's bad necessarily to feel down and out or depressed, but to feel those feelings and then not be able to get out of them and get back on top or back into the light, that's not a place that you want to be. So embracing those sort of dark times is one thing. But having the strength and experience to overcome those and move into light and learn lessons from your dark times and those bad feelings, that's where the skill of being a human, I think, it lies, right? So our preference is to feel good and do things that make us feel good. So really, I'm just starting to imagine the things now compared to a year ago that I thought were going to make me feel good. So part of the whole awakening thing for me has been understanding that some of the things that I was aiming for that I thought were going to make me feel really good and happy and full of love didn't actually hit the mark for me and were a bit of a letdown. So that's kind of why I've been searching for new ways to sort of fulfill my purpose and have like a nourishing lifestyle that makes me feel like I'm supposed to be here and I'm doing all the things that I'm supposed to be doing. And part of that certainly is sort of waking up to the way that the universe helps guide you in that sense towards your purpose, towards the things you're supposed to be doing, and listening and being aware of the reminders when you're not going in the right direction and how things can go quite wrong for you, and you'll end up on a lower frequency, on a lower vibration that doesn't make you feel good. And there are lots of clues I'm finding in life that can help keep you on that path of finding your high vibration and those good feelings, and help you understand how to follow your intuition, your gut feeling as well. That's something that I've been learning about. So planning for 2019 is really about, like, how do you want to feel in 2019? And what does that look like? And how do you get there? What's the journey? What are the baby steps? And also being brave enough to kind of make your mind up on something, go for it. And if it seems like the universe is not exactly in alignment with those ideas, or you have a bad feeling, you feel like maybe you've made a wrong choice, either pushing through and finding out whether sort of those challenges that arise were just to help build strength in your journey to getting to where you want to be, or if they're just a big fat signal that you're actually off of the beaten, off the path, you know, that you're supposed to be on, if that makes sense. Because definitely, even if you're on your right path, I feel like challenges will arise, to rightly so, to help strengthen you to get to where you want to be. And with that in mind, there probably isn't really any wrong path, and everything that we've been doing so far has been exactly what is supposed to be happening, you know, so long as you're learning your lessons along the way. The super valuable lessons of getting things wrong and failing in things. So my imagination for next year is pretty blurry, if I'm honest. I'm not really sure exactly what next year looks like, which is kind of a scary place to be, because I've always been good at getting from A to B. With my athletic career, with my kayaking career, I knew how to get things done, and then I just got on and did them, and then I got the results that I wanted to get most of the time. And when I didn't, I could recognize why, and it was very simple to make those changes. But I feel like next year for me is actually going to be quite an introspective year, where I'm going to be going inwards, figuring out, spending some time figuring out what it is exactly that I want to do, rather than just being like, oh shit, it's a new year, what am I going to do this year? It's okay also just to, like, take your time, and sort of go with the flow. And especially since right now I don't feel like I'm in a position to really fully understand exactly what my purpose is, until I do a bunch of things that I feel like I need to do. And those things are getting back into my body. Like, I've been very in my head this year, and I've been ignoring the needs of my body. I'm 32 years old. And I think now's a really good time to be working on things like strength and posture and fitness. And I enjoy running, but every time I go running, it doesn't matter how easy, like how much I ease back into training, I always seem to end up getting injured. And it really frustrates me, because I'm a good runner. Like, I can run. And I love to push my body, and I love to make my lungs feel sore, and I love the way it feels afterwards with my body full of endorphins. And it's simple. All I need is my running shoes. And also, I love the data. I've got a little Garmin watch, and I can track everything and have it all on my app. Perfect. That's like my favorite thing to do. But I just get injured every single time. So I've been trying to figure out how to rectify that situation. And in the meantime, what else I can be doing with my body to make sure I'm like enjoying using my body and helping it be strong and giving myself the fitness to really do all the things that I want to do and not have my body hold me back. So I'm going to be doing a lot more swimming, which makes sense because I'm half fish. And I mean, I love swimming. It's low impact, super good for rhythm and like learning to set a rhythm with your breathing. Super measurable as well. I can wear my watch for that too. Do some laps in the pool. And I live just down the road from a 50 meter outdoor pool in Cape Town. So that's definitely something I'm going to be getting stuck into again. And it's also going to help me strengthen my elbow, my injured elbow from this year, which actually for the first time the other day was kind of giving me a bit of grief. I've got a metal plate in there and 7 screws now after the surgery. And it's so funny because on the first podcast, I was like, yeah, no, it's great. It's perfect. Nothing wrong with it at all. And then I spent a whole day feeling like it's got a trapped nerve in there. And mostly it was because I was dehydrated that day and I'd slept on it funny, but swimming is going to really help me get back into my body. And in the meantime, I'm also going to try and figure out how to fix my hips, which will help me with my posture, and also that will help my knees. I have a very basic level of understanding of like physiology from when I was an athlete. I've also I'd done a sports science sort of diploma thing. I'm also qualified as a sports massage therapist. So back in the day when I was an athlete, I was super into how learning about my body and how it works. So I'm not afraid of building myself a training program. And I'm not afraid of trying to figure out how to rehabilitate my body back into one that can actually run without getting injured. So that's when I'm...
Baby.
Sorry.
Honestly, Instagram stories in the background, nightmare. You're so naughty. Don't make me kick you out of this Airbnb.
That's just a story of you.
Oh, is it a story of me?
Yeah, I'm going back and like reposting all my old stories.
Ella's going back and reposting her stories from the year.
Sorry guys,
she says, but what was I saying? Okay, so back into my body. I'm going to figure out how to fix my body so that I can run again. And in the meantime, I'm going to be swimming. And I'm also going to be swimming in the sea and surfing and doing a bit of hiking if like I feel like my knees are up to it and things. Feeling like an old man over here at the moment with my broken body. And I used to love when I was an athlete. It was like, you never really understand what you have until it's gone. But my body was my temple and I used to be able to do anything. And it's really strange to not have that anymore. So yeah, back into the old body. So I suppose if you're looking at New Year's resolution style planning, then definitely like exercise is an obvious one for me. And it's something that I jump back into readily and then I'm just terrible at being consistent with it. So consistency is also consistency in planning are two things that I'm going to be getting deep into in the coming year, but only so much as like a weekly schedule with a routine where, and that's kind of a really solid place to start with exercise or anything that you're trying to improve. Build a routine, build it into your routine in order to get the best results, you know. And yeah, I'm going to be, I think a complement to my exercise and getting back into my body is also moving away from the things that I know are sort of self-sabotaging. And I've spoken before and I speak a lot. I do a lot of talking around the idea of the reasons why we self-sabotage, the reasons why we like move into addictive tendencies with things. And it's because it's scary to think about your potential if you don't do all of those things. And then suddenly, if you have all the potential to achieve everything you want to achieve, just and you know how to do that, then you're just lining yourself up for failure, which is embarrassing often and doesn't make you feel good. So it's important at that phase to remember that, like, you can't build anything without failing. Nobody is born an expert in anything. Mastery of anything takes a long time and a lot of practice. It's not an overnight thing. But it's the commitment comes from choosing to move away from the things that you know aren't helping you get towards where you want to be. Self-sabotage. And I'm classic with that. Like, I'll talk the talk, but I need to start walking the walk, basically. And I'm sure a lot of you guys out there probably feel the same. I'm sure I'm not alone in that one. Flip. Yeah. So I guess also with my fluidity of my plans next year, certainly I want to be building routine wherever I am. And that's going to be a personal routine, something that's just for me. And that's also going to involve saying no to a lot of things that I know are really fun. Like, I'm going to be saying no to all sorts of things, of course, but things like anything that interrupts my routine that I know is part of my discipline in getting back into my body. I'm going to be really trying my best to sort of stay on track, as it were. And I think setting some really basic, simple goals around exercise for me is the key, since I'm so familiar with that lifestyle and the benefits that come from it. And I think when you get back into your body as well, it really helps you to, it helps you with your mind as well. A healthy body definitely helps you keep a healthy mind. And a healthy body and mind will also keep you on the right track for, being in tune with your intuition, which is something that I've been learning about this year and really starting to trust my gut feel. I mean, I've been doing it for years and I've understood about intuition and gut feelings and you know, I mean, it's always easy when you look back and you can see in the past where you were right about something you had a feeling about, or where you were wrong. And I'm sure everybody has an intuition at some kind of level, and trusting and listening to your body is the way to level up your intuition. And the more you do that, and sometimes it's easier than other times, of course, but when you do it and you're like, shit, I knew that was right, I should have done that, or thank God I did that, because I kind of had a feeling about it, you know? So yeah. All of these things are helping me with my intuition, and being in a frame of mind where I'm less distracted and more able to listen to my body and my intuition and my gut feeling. That's where I want to be. Another big thing for me in 2019 is, I love to help people. I feel like part of the reason I'm here is to help others. And a big part of that obviously comes from being incredibly privileged in my position. So it almost feels like an obligation, but it's an obligation that feeds my soul when I'm helping other people. That's kind of what it's all about, right? Being a human is about connection, and doing things for others. And that really satisfies me inside and gives me a big love feeling, which is the best feeling, of course. It's like the universe rewarding you. It's like, oh, that feels good to do that, you know? And when you do something that's shit, then the universe is going to make you feel a bit shit probably as well. But I can't help other people until I've helped myself. Which is a strange thing, because when I was an athlete, it's kind of a similar situation. When I was an athlete, I was being very selfish in terms of how I was using my time. And then I moved into the internet world of sharing, and I was having to be very selfish again with my time. But I was sharing content that was helping other people in a sense, in many different ways. And that felt really good for me. But being a daily vlogger wasn't serving me. So it was difficult, and it took me a long time to be like, shit, this is like, I'm being encouraged by all these people and it's helping all these people for me to be doing the daily vlogging, but it's not serving me and I don't feel good doing it anymore. So finding out other ways to be of service to humanity in that sense. And my dreams around that are big. I have really big ideas and big dreams about how, in my position, that in the future, hopefully I can help a lot of people in the same way that a lot of people have helped me. So in order to do that, I need to help myself first. So I'm going to be going, like I said before, going inward a lot next year, figuring out like who I am really. That's a really interesting question to ask yourself, like, who am I? It's not an easy one to answer, you know, often, because I know from experience that the person that I was before this year, before 2018, I would have given you a different answer to right now. I would have probably said something like, I'm Ben Brown, the content creator or a YouTuber, or even before then I was like, I'm an athlete, I'm a professional athlete, I'm going to do this, this and this with my life, I'm an athlete. And now it's like, okay, well, I don't really want to be labeled as an athlete or a YouTuber or anything specific. I just want to be me. I just want to be Ben Brown. And I also want to start understanding what the things are that I really want to achieve personally in my life that aren't other people's goals and dreams. I think certainly when I was an athlete, I had my goals and dreams were like Olympian. I want to be an Olympian. I want to be a world champion. And I wanted to be these things mostly because my role models, who I wanted to be, were those things. So you see someone, I was seeing Olympians and world champions in kayaking and saying, I want to be them. Never was I ever saying, like, who am I? Like, firstly, it's a really great thing to want to be an Olympian or be a world champion. But I was spending a lot of energy trying to be someone I wasn't, trying to be someone else. And I think the only thing that was missing in my life, even till recently, was that I needed to figure out how to have a unique, leave a unique mark on the world, you know, like find out who I am as an individual, because every single one of us is different and you're not going to find happiness quite so easily if you're trying to be someone else the whole time. And that includes like other people's goals, and expectations of what success is. So yes, I had a very successful kayaking career and I had an amazing time during those many, many years of, being a full-time athlete, traveling around the world, meeting amazing people and having amazing bonds with friends, team members. But I look back and I just think I definitely could have been spending more time figuring out who I was, or at least being conscious that that was something that was important to do as a human being. And I think that's where my curiosity with art kind of sat. And I had little ways of just being myself, definitely. Like the way I used to race was quite unique in marathon racing. There's a lot of tactics and it's like 2.5 hours, lots of laps and like 60 people in a race. So that was kind of like a unique thing for me. But at the same time, I was kind of employing and applying other people's tactics that I've learned previously. So it wasn't like a very good way of expressing my individuality, is what I'm trying to say. So I think sport is often quite a difficult place to express yourself uniquely, which is why I was drawn to art, and my journey led me to like expressing myself as an individual through art, through photography. That's always kind of my go-to for when I wanted to make something that nobody else was making. That's very important, I think. So just to really continue that journey, I don't think it ever really ends. I want to continue trying to find out who I am and what it is that I really, really want to do, and not what it is that I've been conditioned to want to do because it serves others, you know, because it serves the economy, or it serves like the structure of modern society, which is an interesting conversation in itself, because now we're in a time when you can be a unique individual, and you can do whatever you want. There's so many opportunities, especially now with the internet and the mass communication that we have. There's many, many influences in our lives with all the information that we consume, and it certainly helps us give us more clues and more options as to what it is we want to do that really like fulfills our individual purpose and our soul, if that makes sense. Does that make sense, baby?
Yeah.
You're not listening, are you?
No. I'm gonna listen afterwards.
That's all right. So yeah, soul searching. Yes, it's okay. Yeah, and just giving myself time and not really like setting many huge goals. I mean, every year when I was kayaking, every year it would be a world championships or European championships. Every 4 years was an Olympics, so it was very cyclical in that nature, where we, in the winter, you go away and you train, and you try and get super strong and fit and fast over the winter, and then you try and like use all of that effort and put it into a peak where you're trying to be the fastest for one race or however many races over the season. So this time of year, I'd be neck deep in some savage training routine where I'm just really punishing my body to force some adaptation for my body, so that in a few months' time I could be even faster in a kayak. That was kind of my routine. So when I was leaving the kayaking scene and going into the YouTube thing, I was like, okay, building my goals in a similar sort of way. What do I want to do this year? Where do I want to travel to? What kind of content do I want to make? How many subscribers do I want to get? Like, how much money do I need to earn to do all of this? What are my goals? So next year, certainly, like, in terms of finances, I want to get myself into a position where I have more stability. And I think that's on the horizon for me. And I don't want to just say, okay, next year we're going to do a big old road trip somewhere, like I usually do. Like last year was the big road trip that Nicole and I did up to Kenya and back, and an incredible trip. And by the way, someone asked me on the Q&A that never went out, someone said, when's the Kenya Visual Vibes coming out? And the answer to that is, I don't know. I really don't know. It's such a big film and project that my previous sort of overconfident, overambitious self was like, yeah, we'll just get it done, you know, get it done. But it's so big that I really need to make a plan with that. I think I'm going to try and find a production house that can help edit the thing. I mean, a lot of the editing has been done already. We have music in place. We just need to build a script. The film's actually going to be about 25 minutes long, so it's not just the usual little visual vibes. And I don't feel like I should be pouring my time into this right now. It's not where I feel like I should be putting my energy, because I'm putting my energy into me right now. There's no way I can continue forwards on my journey without pausing for a second to really sink my teeth, like I say, into some routine that's going to be nourishing for me. And with routine, I'm sure will come more work as well. consistency with my content on Instagram, consistency with my content on my podcast. This is only episode 3, but I'm really enjoying it. And building some structure around the podcast as well, and having different types of episodes, some where we're just chatting with mates, and others where we have sort of guests come in and talk about, or maybe even like review projects with filmmakers, or who knows. It's going to be pretty like a big blank canvas for me, which is really exciting because it feels like I'm kind of starting again. But yeah, Flip, what else were we talking about? I guess the overarching sort of conversation there is like sinking into your imagination. How do you want to feel in 2019? And I want to feel strong. I want to feel emotionally strong. I want to feel like physically strong. I want to feel strong, like in my mind. I'm done with being affected by everybody else's energy so easily. I want to be able to manage that better because I'm a sensitive dude. Like, I'm a Pisces, I'm a water sign, I cry easily, and part of that, well, the reason for that is because I latch on to other people's energy without even realizing it. So when I know someone's feeling something, I can feel it just as much as they're feeling it, and it's draining. It's really difficult, like in a movie when someone's like sad in a movie, or super happy. I get it when it's super happy. I can switch off to the sad feeling a little bit, but I get overwhelmed when people are getting overwhelmed. So just learning to create emotional and energetic barriers so that I can move through life with a bit more ease, especially since this year with the whole awakening thing, and like understanding energy a lot more, understanding emotions a lot more, understand, and also taking some time to not just be doing the whole time, and sinking into my feelings and understanding my emotions and understanding how all of that works. It's like my sensitivity is like even more than usual, I think. I've only really just begun to take note of how I feel in different scenarios and different situations, and understand like, well, if I'm angry about something, like, why am I angry about it? Why am I feeling triggered about this? And then sitting with that and understanding like, okay, it's because of this, and maybe I can do something about that or avoid that situation in the future, or have that conversation with that person so they stop triggering me. Or it's often not easy conversations to be had, especially even with yourself, you know, being honest with yourself about how you feel and about what you can do about it, changes that you need to make in your life to spend more time in the feeling of happiness and love and less time in the feeling of anxiety and depression, especially since there are so many outside influences that we are subjected to on a daily basis that are actually designed specifically to make you feel insecure and feel the need to like purchase things. So that segues quite nicely into a conversation that people have been asking me about recently. It's like, oh, how can you go to the Extinction Rebellion march about climate change, and how can you be conscious and still drive a Land Rover and work with brands and things? And the answer to that question is like, I have to right now. Right now I'm a content creator. I'm an influencer, I suppose. And I've got bills to pay. Like, the show must go on. And I think previously I've been a bit too harsh on myself with how much I've lent on my integrity. I mean, I've always wanted to try and maintain my integrity, you know, but I've often said no to some big checks previously from brands that I know don't align with what I'm doing. And that's left me in a position pretty much where I need to keep going. I need to keep working with brands. I have revenue streams that I need to start exercising in order to achieve what I want to achieve in terms of helping people. I need to maintain growth, necessarily, since I'm losing Instagram followers on a daily basis at the moment. Although it seems to be leveling out a little bit. I'm just kind of transitioning with my audience, I suppose. But yeah, I need a car. My previous car, Buster, the VRS, Skoda VRS, died in Wales. Had to leave it there, scrap the thing, and then I didn't have a car. So I'm working with Land Rover, and I love Land Rover. Everybody knows that I have a Land Rover Defender down in Cape Town, Pumbaa. Yeah, and I mean, until we are all driving electric cars, there's always going to be a conflict of interest there, but you know what? I got to get around. So using my audience to help me have a car that I don't have to pay for so that I can do less branded stuff as well, that's a huge bonus for me, especially if that car can go off-road, because that's what I love to do. Those are the places I like to go and explore. It's like my spaceship on this planet. So I think if I was to start working with a car brand that I didn't like, that would be off-brand. And certainly I look forward to a time in the future where we're driving electric cars and there's a lower carbon footprint. But right now, the show must go on. What else? Yeah, and I mean, I'm actively searching for and trying to manifest work with brands that are conscious too. And if the brands aren't necessarily like as conscious as I'd like or aren't quite there yet, in terms of sustainability, then the message that I want to give with in collaboration with those brands is a conscious one. So it's also about, especially when I'm getting paid to do things, which is not all the time, I want to have the opportunity to use that money for good. And as long as you guys give me the benefit of the doubt and know that I'm not just gonna take all this money, buy myself a big old house and just be like, okay, peace, see you later, I'm done, I've got all the money I need, and just stop with my mission and my purpose, then yeah, if you can give me the benefit of the doubt, I'm sure you understand why I need to work with brands. That being said, problem solving is one of my favorite things to do, and revenue stream problem solving is something that I feel like I've been previously pretty good at in terms of like ideas, but previously not particularly good at in terms of execution because of my lack of discipline and lack of structure that I've had around my life, because previous athlete Ben had all the discipline and structure in the world, and then suddenly I was given a free ticket to go and do whatever I wanted, and the growth and the earnings at times seemed exponential, like it was going one way, and that was a mistake that I made also, just expecting that everything was always going to be okay and fine, which it always really is, because I'm incredibly lucky to be supported, have a really strong support system around me, and even luckier to have you guys who consume my content and help me continue on this path. It's a team sport. So my ideas in the future are going to be are going to have a foundation of consciousness in the long term, and certainly I feel like it's my responsibility to be building businesses that are sustainable from now. So but that's not an easy problem to solve, as you guys know, but it's one that I'm willing to undertake. So in terms of businesses for next year and like how I aim to sort of make a mark, and once I actually find myself in a routine and in a position where I feel strong and good, and I want to move forwards with an idea that I feel like is nourishing for me and my you guys and the audience and the world, then I'll be going full steam ahead with those ideas. And I have many, many ideas around how I want to do business in the future, and it's the foundation is of consciousness, and sustainability and art and sharing and human connection. But that's enough of that sort of talk. But oh yeah, also we got, of course, Atlantic Outlook is my little kayak tour company down in Cape Town, which I'm incredibly proud of and happy with. It's full swing summer down in Cape Town, South Africa right now, and we are pumping. There are so many tours going through. I see so many people enjoying themselves out on the Atlantic Ocean with the beautiful Cape Town Table Mountain scene in the background and dolphins popping around in the foreground. It really is like a magical place to go and get a different perspective of Cape Town. So if you are ever visiting Cape Town, shout out to my own company. I promise it's a really nice thing to do.
I can confirm.
Ella loves it. Last time Ella jumped in the water when she saw the dolphins and they were literally swimming around her.
It was the best thing ever.
I'm not sure you're allowed to do that, but you can just say that you capsize. No, nobody can stop you. Oh, and also I shared on my story the other day, someone was kayaking with us and a baby humpback whale literally was playing right next to the boat and sort of nudging the underneath of the boat. So cool. Also shout out to the guides at Atlantic Outlook, Shanti, Jordan and Tom. They are incredible humans, and anybody who's been on one of our tours will tell you that they are just the best and most fun guides. We're super lucky to have them. So yeah, shout out to you guys, and keep an eye on my Instagram. We're going to be going back to Cape Town in about 5 days, and I'm definitely going to be going out on the Atlantic and looking for those humpback whales in the kayaks, so keep an eye. Yeah, in terms of, I think I'm potentially going to be doing a bit more merch. I've got a few like design ideas that I quite like to put on a t-shirt, but again, it's one of those things where I want to make sure I'm doing it like sustainably, which involves like has cost implications, and finding the time to do all these things, which I will be finding once I get my structure and my routine going. So there's that. Also, what else is going on? Yeah, I mean like podcasts are going to be consistent. New guests are going to be coming on. Sometimes it's going to be my friends. And it's very easy setup for me to carry around the world. I'm literally just plugging into my lap to my iPad here with a microphone, and I can take it anywhere. So that's going to be pretty fun. But next year I'm going to be, I think I'm going to try and fly less. But of course, with work, sometimes I need to be flying around. So what I'm going to really be trying to figure out in terms of sustainability. How to reduce my carbon footprint, even if it means like planting trees to offset my flying, which I know you can literally pay people to do on websites, which is kind of cool. But I'd also like to be actually doing that myself, preferably potentially in Africa. But yeah, 2019 is going to be the year of personal growth. I will be uploading to YouTube every now and then, I suppose, but I'm not going to be committing to anything in that sense, in terms of like vlogging. We'll see, really. I mean, I never know. You never know. I mean, ideally, I'd love to be sharing more on YouTube, but until I'm in a position where that's actually helping me and serving me and making me happy, it's just going to have to wait. Really what I want to be doing is making more visual vibes, if I'm honest. Like, I just feel like a little uninspired in terms of filmmaking at the moment, but I think that's totally natural as well. I definitely go through phases with the type of art that I want to create, and I previously have felt quite boxed in by calling myself a YouTuber and a photographer. I want to explore other ways of expressing myself. But yeah, I think once I get my shit together, as it were, I'm going to be feeling like I have a lot more energy to share and film things and shoot beautiful footage and travel and make little beautiful little films I can pop up online, sort of music video style, I guess. I dig to be involved in directing another music video next year. I had a really fun time putting Jeremy Loops' Waves music video together when we shot that in Mozambique. That was amazing. But yeah, flip, what else? My travel plans are literally trying to spend as much time in Cape Town as possible with my routine. And we have a bit of a calling at the moment to go to Mexico. I say a bit, like, there are so many signs pointing us in the direction of Mexico. I've never been, Ella's never been, so that might be on the cards as well. And, oh, in March, I'm booked in to do a an enduro motorcycle safari with a company called Moto Safari. So we're going to be riding around South Africa on dirt roads and having a great time. And my friend Harry Mark, who is a photographer, the main photographer for Deus. I don't know if you guys know the brand Deus Ex Machina or Deus Ex Machina. They're a motorcycle, custom motorcycle brand and surfing brand based in Bali. And he rides motorcycles. I went riding with him in Bali on some beautiful custom bikes. So he's actually coming over to South Africa to come ride with us. It's going to be super fun. So that's for a week in March. Other than that, I really don't have many plans. It's really nice. I think continuing to explore the relatively close surroundings of Cape Town, like 3 or 4 hour drive missions, trying to find mountain ranges, national parks, and just really familiarize myself with the immediate surroundings of Cape Town and the Western Cape of South Africa. That's one of my plans. And I was also going to talk to you guys on these kinds of podcasts about like content that I'm consuming at the moment that I'm really enjoying and I feel like is part of my journey. So right now, I've been lent a really nice book from our friend Farah, and it's called What We Say Matters. I'm only sort of a few pages in. I know I definitely should be reading this a bit more. But it's about practicing non-violent communication. So far so good. I'll let you guys know how that goes down on a future podcast. And I'll make some notes and see if there's anything specifically in the book that I'm learning that's sort of worth elaborating on a podcast. But that's nice to sit and read. I've been given the book The Power of Now for Christmas. I think my parents gave it to me, which I've seen on the shelves, and it's like millions of copies sold, but I've never really picked it up. And it's, yeah, The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment. So I'll let you know how I get on with that. But on the inside cover, it says it's like Oprah Winfrey's favorite book ever. And so it's got to be a good one, right? Ella, what are you reading at the moment?
I just started reading. I don't know if they can hear me.
Yeah, come over here. Oh yeah, really. Hello. Good book.
Hi guys. I just started reading Inward by Young Pueblo.
Pueblo.
I want to say Young Pueblo. Young spelled Y-U-N-G and then Pueblo, P-U-E-B-L-O.
It might be pronounced Pablo.
No, but I think that's P-A-B-L-O.
Yeah,
Pablo.
No, but I want to say Pablo.
Okay.
So yeah, name is Young. Y-U-N-G Pueblo, P-U-E-B-L-O, and the book is called Inward, and we follow him on Instagram, and often sometimes I repost his work, and he's a poet, and I'm literally just going to open a page here and read one. Just says, progress is when we forgive ourselves for taking so long to treat our bodies like a home. That's it. That's one page. And that's actually really relevant to me right now. Forgiving myself for taking so long to get back into my body and treat it like a temple, you know, it's okay. I mean, that's where it all starts, right? You can't really progress forwards and like do the job that you want to if you're just sitting in the past, resenting all the work you haven't done yet. The only time is now to be starting. So forgive yourself. I think that applies to a lot of things, actually. Let me read you another random one. Do not let a cloudy mind trick you into doing things you are done with. Classic me. What else is good in? I mean, it's all good. I mean, every single page is just incredibly enlightening. Definitely check it out. So that's kind of a book that we're sharing and reading together.
He also has a great Instagram.
Yeah, I already shouted him out on Instagram.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Just the same name.
Yeah, Young Pueblo, we think. What else have I been consuming recently? I've been trying to avoid screens and have conversations. And also, podcasts. Yeah, I've been listening to podcasts. Ella's got me into listening to podcasts called Tarot for the Wild Soul. Now, tarot and tarot cards and tarot reading and all of that jazz is certainly on the mystical, like way up the mystical spectrum for me. It's like a really not a thing that I've understood previously, but I'm really starting to understand it a little bit more in terms of using tarot correctly and then with experience to help converse with the universe. And I think that if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably open to me talking about that kind of stuff, that more esoteric stuff, the mystical side of things that I've been learning about this year. And if you are skeptical about any of that, it's totally normal. I am also still skeptical about a lot of it, but it's also really fun. Like, and I think it works when you want it to work. That's also just like conjecture. I have no idea what I'm talking about with it, but it's really fun. But Lindsay Mack, Tarot for the Wild Soul. She does this thing called Monthly Medicines, and I'm sure Ella's gonna elaborate on it when she starts her podcast too, which I'm gonna be a guest on, of course, probably weekly. Jokes. And she does this monthly medicine thing where she kind of like tells you what you can expect energetically for the month ahead. And she's just released the one for January.
And they're on point.
And they're so on point. Yeah, I mean, I think I've mentioned it. And maybe I've mentioned it in one of the podcasts.
Did you say how you went back?
Yeah, I told them how I've gone back with her podcast. So these monthly medicine things, I went back to the month where I came off my motorcycle. And I listened to the whole hour and a half podcast with my jaw on the floor. Just like, how
does she know this?
Do you know what has happened to me? So I think it's just a really fun thing to do. And I do not feel like it's a waste of my time at all. And also like diarizing things. I'm writing a lot in my journal at the moment. Not necessarily traditional, just like, oh, this is what I did today. But more like, this is how I felt today. Like, this is what was happening also with the lunar cycles, with the moon, new moons and full moons. Trying to understand that whole astrology thing a little bit more. It's really, really fun. And lots of people actually have been asking me about where a good place to start with that kind of thing is. And I suppose my advice is to find out your natal chart. That's something that is sort of, yeah, like a good place to start is find out, obviously, you know, the day that you were born and the year, your birthday, but find out exactly where your location was that you were born, as accurate as possible, like which town, and also what time of day. Ask your parents, like, what time of day were you born? and trying to be as accurate as possible with it. Ooh, Ella wants something to say.
Sorry, I know I'm really not involved in this podcast. I was going to say, once you've done that, there's a website called astrologycafe.com mm-hmm. or Cafe Astrology. Look on Google and just type in Astrology Cafe natal yeah. chart, and then it gives you a place to put in all those details, and it mm-hmm. will tell you basically everything about you if you're intrigued.
There you go. That's exactly what I was about to say, but thanks for saying it for me. astrologycafe.com. I wasn't going to say that. That's good info from Ella. Yeah, and then what that does is, I'm sure some of you know, so I'm not going to go into too much detail. And I want to talk to an astrology expert, an astrologer. Is it an astrologer or an astrologist?
An astrologer.
An astrologer on the podcast, and I want to learn more. But what that basically will tell you, your natal chart is like where all the planets were in the zodiac at the very time that you were born and what that means. It's very interesting, and it's pretty scary in a sense of how much you can learn about yourself from your astrology chart, even if you are skeptical, which I kind of am still. But the more I learn about it, the more I'm intrigued, and the more it seems to be lining up, you know. And like I said before, it's super fun and it's way better for you than video games. So shit, what else really? I mean, it's a little bit late for this, but I'd like to remind everybody, please, to hit follow or subscribe on the podcast if you're enjoying it. It really helps a lot. It's going to help the distribution of the podcast. And yeah, if you are going into 2019 with the mindset of trying to be a little less in your ego and a little more in the we as opposed to the I, I think it's a really good time to do that. And I think this is a time where humanity is the least alone. If you are feeling like you are an empathetic, sensitive human being who is loving and understands the battle with the ego and wants to and is wishing for a world that is a bit more peaceful and feels a little bit more like home, you are not alone. Like, the more I delve into this esoteric lifestyle and learnings and connection with empathetic humans, the more I realize there are so many of us out here. So do not feel like you're alone. And yeah, I don't know really what else other advice to give other than like 2019 is going to be hopefully a big shift in energy. I think that's what we said about 2018 though as well, around this sort of time. We were like, we were thinking, shit, how it's got to get better in 2018 for humanity, because 2017 was like wild. And then 2018 happened. So who knows? But certainly the more of us that are helping, the more of us that are going inward and finding peace with and finding our purpose and understanding and being conscious of other humans and sensitive, the more good that is doing for that general movement in humanity. So don't be afraid to transition, and don't be afraid to hold your ground when you're having conversations with people who aren't quite there yet either. And that's certainly something I've been learning this year. I've been bombarded more than most, I think, because of my online status, with people who are telling me that I've lost my mind. And really, it's just people's reactions to that are just kind of like a projection of their own insecurities, because that's not a place that they feel like they can go, because they've got maybe a lot of trauma or a lot of things to, even those who don't comparatively feel like they have a lot of trauma, like me, still it's difficult for me to go inwards like that and like explore the things that are holding me back, and explore the reasons why I refuse to fulfill my potential, and explore what it means to actually even have an opportunity to free myself of those psychological barriers and burdens that have often been conditioned into me through no fault of my own. But yeah, I think I'm going to wrap up this podcast right here, and we're going to go enjoy New Year's Eve. We're going to go back into Glastonbury, get some food, and then I don't know what we're going to do. Probably follow all the hippies somewhere and go chanting on a hill or something. It's going to be fun, whatever we do. And yeah, in a few days, we're going to be heading back to Cape Town. I don't know if I'm going to have time to do another podcast between now and then, but we land on the 5th. So maybe I'll do one about how I feel about going back to Cape Town. Or maybe between now and then, I can squeeze in the one where I kind of elaborate on my previous career as an athlete and the differences in how I and in who I am and how I feel about things between then and now. Yeah, that's pretty much it. So happy New Year, everybody. I wish you all the best moving through this energetic threshold from 2018 into 2019. And think big and dream big when you're thinking about and imagining what the next year is going to look like for you, and sink into those feelings of love and happiness around what it is that you want to achieve, and I'm pretty sure that will help with you achieving them. But yeah, I'll say goodbye to you guys now, and what is it I say at the end of my things? Work hard, be nice to people, and try not to get lost or killed. Okay, I love you guys. Goodbye.